Hi there, and welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday, the 15th of November, 2010. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group over the past week. You can find us in all the usual places at www.isis.com, on Podomatic and on iTunes. And of course, you can download RSS feed for the show from those latter two sites.
Certainly can, Nigel. Busy old week. You've been out and about.
I was over in Philadelphia. We were doing some training. ISIS does a lot globally, as you know. But of course, our colleagues have been out and about in Rio.
That's right.
At APLA meeting. Mm-hmm. There's been an MPRA lubes and waxes meeting in Houston. And we've had an EFA fertilizer meeting in Hanoi.
It's a busy old time for ISIS.
It's been very busy.
And a busy old time for the industry. Lots of things going on with the logistics and distribution sector.
That's right. We've seen some very strong results from the likes of Brenntag this week, and mm-hmm. also Ultrapar came up with their results too. Of course, the news that Ashland had sold its distribution business to the private equity group TPG Capital for $930 million and it's expected to be complete in the first quarter of 2011.
That's right. Two things that I thought were quite interesting. One was it has sales of $3.4 billion, so the company that's buying it seems to be getting it at quite an interesting multiple of sales, doesn't it?
Mm.
And the other thing is that Ashland's going to use the money for its Aqualon and water business.
That's right, yes. I mean, becoming much more, obviously, specialty chemicals mm-hmm. focused, which in some respects is a sort of rather strange move. If you go back over the years, you know, Ashland, to me, always seemed to be a distribution company with a specialty chemicals arm, but
right.
perhaps that goes back, you know, quite a number of years. But the distribution side employs around 2,000 workers across North America and Europe,
mm-hmm.
and in 2009 entered the China plastics
market.
So, yep. And of course, you look at the Brenntag results particularly, mm-hmm. but you know, these multinational distributors, I mean, making a lot of money.
Absolutely.
In the China market.
That's right. And also this week saw INEOS is to buy the stake in Nova INEOS, is that right?
That news came out, yeah, at the end of the week when Nova reported. Of course, Nova's is owned now by IPIC, which is mm-hmm. the Abu Dhabi investment fund. But Nova released its results towards the end of the week. It became clear then at the end of October that INEOS had agreed with Nova, its joint venture partner in INEOS Nova, mm-hmm. had agreed to take on the whole company.
But that's got to be a vote of confidence from INEOS in terms of its financial structure.
Focusing there on its styrene and styrene polymers mm-hmm. business. You know, the joint venture was created in 2005 and remember, it was expanded in 2007 to include the North American polystyrene and performance products and styrene monomer businesses. So it's quite a big company, $2.1 billion in revenues in 2009 and had 1,170 employees, 11 plants in 6 countries.
So fair size.
Quite a good asset to have if you want to focus on the styrene chain there.
Also, mainly in the US this week, we've got Chemtura coming out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy after, what was it, nearly 20 months there?
That's correct, yeah.
It's a big, big long time. And the company's obviously looking forward. It expects to list on the stock exchange expected to be listed by November the 11th under the symbol CHMT. So you know what to buy if you're going to be buying Chemtura shares.
Yeah, yeah. But also we've seen this week that Celanese is quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Coulter Chemicals wants to build as many as two coal to ethanol complexes.
That's interesting,
in China, as well as a smaller natural gas to ethanol plant in Texas. So it's got technology, clearly,
mm-hmm.
and it wants to push that globally. The one or two industrial ethanol complexes in China clearly would serve fast-growing Asia markets
mm-hmm.
and would each have a capacity of about 400,000 tonnes a year. Could be 30 months and up and running.
Coal is only like solidified crude oil, isn't it? So there'd be quite a lot of gas that you could extract from it, the old-fashioned way.
But certainly. And Chemtura reckons that chemicals application demand for ethanol in China is 3 million tonnes now,
mm-hmm.
and it's expected to grow between 8% and 10% a year. So it's obviously tapping into, you know, another of those fast-growing markets in China.
That's right. Well, it was Apple last week, wasn't it, as well? We were talking about that a little earlier.
Yes, that's right. Talking about INEOS again, Braskem picked INEOS technology for 2 of 3 polyethylene plants
mm-hmm.
that it wants to build at this big ethylene petrochemical polymers project or complex in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to use the INEOS, which is the old BP Innovine S slurry technology, combined capacity of 750,000 tonnes a year of HDPE. So The third plant, which is not the INEOS technology, will have a capacity to produce 300,000 tons a year of low density polyethylene. So, you know, that project, after many, many years of sitting around there doing very little, seems to be moving ahead. And also, interestingly, obviously a great location, Rio de Janeiro, for Apple. And the meeting will be held there again in 2011.
That gives me a year to try and wangle myself a trip.
And this year attracted 823 delegates. So,
pretty good, you know, going.
A pretty strong thing. And some interesting news this week, which we picked up in Houston at the NPRA, appears likely that there will be a shortage of paraffin wax. More and more people using candles, you know, Christmas is coming,
yes. Good time for candles.
Good time for candles. But apparently it's not just that boom in candle demand, but the wax has been growing fastest really in the PVC sector. Where it's used as a plasticizer.
I was going to say, must use it as a plasticizer there.
And also the wood board industry has been pushing up demand, given shrinking supply of slack wax. So it's
slack wax is tight.
A lubes and waxes story here, but...
Tell me about tallow. Can we fill the gap with tallow?
Well, some people are suggesting that tallow could fill the gap short term, but eventually people will look to alternatives and swap between the waxes.
Of course, you know, if you're on a ship sailing around the world and you're a sailor and you run out of food, the one advantage of a tallow candle over a paraffin candle is you can eat it.